other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're now into hour number three. Coming up in just a few minutes, Canadian Red Cross use HIV blood. The Red Cross in Canada has pled guilty to distributing contaminated blood, supplies which infected thousands of Canadians with HIV and hepatitis C. More than 3,000 people have died since getting the tainted blood in the 1980s. And the blood scandal is widely regarded as one of the worst public health disasters in Canadian history. It was also shipped in the U.S. out of Arkansas and also all over Europe. And it came out a few years ago in the Australian press that they knew what was in it. And they certified it out of the Arkansas prisons, and Clinton's buddies made tens of millions. And they knew that the jail guards would sell the drugs to the people who had the HIV, who would then sit out there once a week giving blood. They looked like scarecrows. We had the doctor on. He was firebombed, by the way, who was a doctor of prosthesis, or prosthetics. I don't know what the term is. But he, you know, artificial limbs, there in this mega prison in Arkansas. And he saw this and wrote a book about it and then got death threatened and firebombed and other nice things. He got firebombed the same night the Hemophiliac Society got robbed of their blood files on this. We're going to be talking to the head of the Canadian Hemophiliac Society coming up here in a few minutes. Tim in Ohio, go ahead, Tim. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. Hello?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You were bringing up the aspartame again, and I just want to remind everyone that it was our pal, old Ronnie Dumsfeld, that was working for G.D. Searle at the time that got
nuclear reactors in North Korea, weapons to Saddam, Searle with aspartame, genetically modified crops, Terminator genes. He is really a Dark Lord of the Sith.
No, what's interesting about that is it was like 20 years that aspartame was trying to be approved, and they could never get it approved until he put in his own boy, Dr. Arthur Hall Hayes, who actually had it approved. And when he got out of there, he went to work for Monsanto from the FDA.
And Searle was a division of Monsanto.
Right. And you know something that I noticed last year? The labels on the popular chewing gum, Doublemint, Wrigley's, Juicy Fruit, the labels changed, the color and the diagram on them. I flipped over back just out of curiosity. Sugar, gum base, blah, 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 aspartame. And I'm thinking, why? With
the
product,
here's the problem.
First ingredient is sugar. Was
6 years ago, the patent ran out on aspartame. And so now it's not just one company. Now over this was a few years ago, it's much worse now, 9,000 foods on the average store shelf has it, and they don't even have to list it anymore.
Right, but what's interesting is they're listing an artificial sweetener in a product whose main ingredient was sugar.
Well, that's because it's something like 200 times sweeter and much cheaper. So they can put a little bit of sugar just so you see that first, and then the main ingredient is aspartame.
And then to follow up on that, I noticed about 3 or 4 weeks after that, there was a report on Fox News about how children who chew gum in school do better. So there they go. They get the changeover.
And it keeps your teeth clean.
And they encourage all the kids to chew to get that aspartame in your brain and the lethargic a learning process continues.
Well, did you ever hear that CBS piece we aired that aired nationally, but this was a local note of it, that mercury is actually good for your brain? It's nutritious?
Oh, that's right, delicious and nutritious.
Part of this nutritious morning breakfast. It's actually a very delicious heavy metal for you. Doesn't matter if it's the most deadly heavy metal to brain neurons, but doesn't matter if we have all the major scientific reports. Just shut up. You're with Al-Qaeda. Are you against the government? Aspartame is delicious. Mercury is delicious. Terminator seeds taking over the crops, rats dying from the corn that's got GM. It's just good for you, okay?
And remind people, too, they can donate early their own blood if they want to go into surgery, and I would never take any other's blood if I could help it.
How many people have died from blood transfusions? Remember
Arthur Ashe, the tennis player.
I was about to say, so many people. Roll up your sleeve, we got some poison for you from the prison. Ha, 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 it's sick. It's so evil. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
John Plater is our guest. He is the spokesman for the Canadian Hemophilia Society. And try as they may, the government, the establishment media, cannot cover up the fact that for 8 years, after it was illegal in Arkansas, and after everybody knew that they were shipping tainted blood from people they knew had HIV, from people they knew, understand, from people they knew had hepatitis and all of this, they would sell them the drugs right there in the prison. They'd go out every week, get blood, which I'm not supposed to be able to do. News of this got out around the country. It was illegal, but Bill Clinton would have the blood certified as good and wholesome. And it was shipped to Canada, shipped to, through a company there, shipped to Europe, shipped here in the U.S. It was used all over the place out of Arkansas prisons. Other prisons were doing it before that, and it caused a major scandal, and Arthur Ashe and all those people died. But, I mean, tens of thousands died. This has been horrible. You're in a car wreck. You survive the car wreck, but you die 5 years later of hepatitis, 10 years later of HIV. It is horrible. Absolutely, unbelievably horrible. And now there's a big report here out of the BBC. Canadian Red Cross use HIV blood. It's come out in Australia. They knew. They knew it and still did it. And so joining us is John Plater. John, thank you for coming on with us.
Pleasure to be here, Alex.
For those that don't know about this nightmare saga that I haven't covered in years, though I should have, there's so many of these nightmares out there. Let's go over some of the history of this, and then I want out of the gates people to know that the Red Cross was robbed and raided. You guys were robbed and raided the same night that you guys were raided six years ago. Michael Galster, the practitioner of prosthesis, the medical man who first blew the whistle on this, watching it in Arkansas State Pens, he got firebombed that same night. Some very nice people running this. But just go over the scandal itself and how it's affected you and others, and then let's get into what's happened.
Well, it's a huge scandal up here in Canada, and there's a whole lot of different levels. The Arkansas is probably, of all the different problems that went on, it's probably the most egregious situation we had. It's essentially, what you had was, as you described it, a situation down there in Arkansas in the prison where the company that was charged with providing medical services to the inmates at the same time was on the back end taking blood donations from those inmates and selling it. And it's just incredible as we, over the years learned of what went on down there. It turns out individual inmates were actually running the program for them. They were the ones managing the documents, recording who was giving blood. And, of course, our understanding is that prison, basically, guys were donating blood to get money to get the basics for themselves. And so it really meant a lot to get the money through that program.
And for those that don't know,
getting money, they were getting drugs.
We've got the cases like John Arpaio out in Arizona where they 65 cents a day, basically rotten bologna and cheese sandwiches. If inmates want any decent food, any money to call family, they've got to, quote, work in the prison industry that's normally private now, competing against the rest of our jobs. But in this case, it's blood, it's fluids, and the doctor, Galster, described, or the medical practitioner, we should say, described these open-air tents with the people giving blood every week. It was a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's one thing if they're hammering out license plates or something, but, this stuff was turned around. Of course, as you said, it was illegal. By the end of it, it was illegal to do it in the States, but they came up with a scheme where they were able to deliver it to a blood broker working in the Montreal area.
And knowingly, now let's make this clear.
By a local company in Canada and turned into products used for hemophilia.
Yeah, I'll repeat that. I interrupted you. I'll repeat the chain of events.
The blood went in through a blood broker in the Montreal area, and then in turn we understand that it was bought by a company in the Toronto area, who turned it into blood products that hemophiliacs used. The scary thing is that all you needed is one prisoner to donate a pint of tainted blood, and that would then be combined with thousands and thousands of other pints of blood and turned into one lot of hemophilia product, which would be in turn distributed to upwards of thousands of hemophiliacs. So you really, at the end of the day, only needed one prisoner donating to potentially contaminate thousands of hemophiliacs. Now, subsequently, we learned, obviously, there were lots of inmates that were Hep C and probably HIV positive donating through the time period. And the scary thing is, up on our end, I mean, people, if I remember correctly, they looked on the form at the bottom of the page and saw that blood came from ADC. No one asked, what the heck is ADC? Well, Arkansas Department of Corrections. That's the kind of craziness that went on.
Well, let me make something clear. Again, I interviewed Michael Galster, the prosthesis medical man. I interviewed others who were there at the prison witnessing this, and he described it as a lot of the homosexual inmates, too, or the punks, as they're properly called in the prison. Sorry for that term, but that's what they were called, who had, not just HIV, but AIDS, full-blown, were in there doing this. And what this shows is a premeditated callousness. It was illegal to be taking blood out of the prisons, but they still did it, and then were so cheap, didn't even test the blood to maximize product sales. And then this went on, from my documents, for 8 years after it was illegal, and that shows just the unconscionable, bottomless pit of, that is hellish. How could you do that? I mean, I am guilty when I'm rude to my neighbor or rude to my wife. or when I don't block up the hole under the fence and my chihuahua gets hit by a car. I mean, I'm grieving and guilty. These people can murder tens of thousands, and they just think it's fun.
Well, I mean, it's certainly incredible. I know we had a full-blown inquiry into the whole situation, and that's where, you know, a lot of it, we started to learn bits and pieces about this, and then, of course, Gallister brought out a lot of the story. Our understanding is right now there's an ongoing RCMP investigation into the whole situation. We just yesterday actually had the Canadian Red Cross plead guilty to an unrelated, well, it's not completely unrelated, but to a charge under our Food and Drugs Act for distributing, well, it's called adulterated products, but it really basically means tainted blood.
Contaminated.
Contaminated blood. So they pled guilty to that charge, and there's still some ongoing criminal cases involving a pharmaceutical company and some doctors up here, but we're really looking forward to what the RCMP is going to come up with.
And that's your federal police?
Yep, that's right.
The
Mounties, yeah.
Yeah, what about 2 years ago, I don't have it in front of me, but my memory's pretty good, it was in the ABC Australia and several other, The Age and others, where they caught the Red Cross knowingly distributing tainted blood.
Well, I mean, all around the world, it's, you know, this is, the one thing with this story is to stay on top of it is virtually impossible.
They get caught and they don't stop.
Yep, there's so much stuff going on over the world, and it's big business. One of the problems is for years and years and years, the public just assumed that, you know, it's do-gooder, volunteerism, you know. I guess down in the States you had more of the paid-for system. We didn't have that in Canada.
Well, take the Red Cross here, here in the United States. They got record amounts of blood, and even after their refrigerators were filled and they were throwing it directly in the trash after 9/11, they were still getting it and selling it hand over fist to blood brokers. So you're just giving blood so they can then go sell it. It's such a scam. You know, my grandfather had some really rare type of blood, I forget. But he was always getting calls at midnight to come give some young kid blood who'd been in a car wreck, and he always did it. They take all these well-meaning people, take our blood, and then dump it into a big soup of contaminated blood.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that we all have to be constantly vigilant about. I know here in Canada we've taken the whole blood system away from the Red Cross a number of years ago and set up two organizations that manage it now. But, you know, we're constantly watching, making sure that they've got the right screening processes in place.
Hey, I mean this when I say it. We can show some of these companies knowingly did this. Shouldn't they be brought up on trial, given life imprisonment?
Well, in fact, this November we've got a criminal trial against a company that called Armor Pharmaceuticals. And what they did is they knowingly distributed hemophilia products that had not been heat treated.
We discovered in the 80s
that you could actually heat the stuff up and kill whatever was in it. But they used a process they knew didn't work. And even though, you know, their own internal scientists had said, hey, guys, we shouldn't be sending this stuff out the door.
And for those who don't know, they'll take hundreds of ounces of blood to make one shot for a hemophiliac with a clotting agent, correct?
Well, they pool it. So what happens is they'll take, you know, 10,000 donors, pool the whole thing, extract what we're looking for, and then ship it out to thousands of hemophiliacs. So that's what's scary. You take one person out of that 10,000 donors, you only need one infected unit, affects the whole batch.
But here's the incredible thing. I mean, nobody knows more about this than you because you're up there at the tip of the spear. I want to say this again. They're not stopping. These people continue to do this.
Well, I mean, in Canada, we've got, I can't speak altogether for the States. We've got, you know, pretty strict rules about screening, you know, and recent diseases like Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, we screen people out from that. If you've been in Britain in the last few years, because of the whole mad cow scare, we won't let you donate up here. The beauty for hemophiliacs in Canada is actually most of us have access to a new technology that has virtually no blood in it. And it's a synthetic product.
You're a hemophiliac, sir?
Sorry?
Are you a hemophiliac?
Yeah, I have severe factor VIII hemophilia. So, and, you know, for hemophiliacs up here, it's much safer. Now, I know you've got guys down in the States there that are still, you know, forced to purchase the cheaper product that is made directly from blood. And although they do everything they can to screen stuff out and to kill anything that's in it, you know, not everybody down there, to my understanding, has access
well,
to
please,
the better stuff.
Please stay with us, sir. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at quelldirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We had the member of parliament, George Galloway, who annihilated the Senate's propaganda about the food for oil scam, or oil for food scam. I'm going to air just a minute of that from the first hour when we get back from break. Our final segment here with John Plater. And he's a spokesman for the Canadian Hemophilia Society. I want to get this on record, the type of mafia we're dealing with. This was, five, 6 years ago, but a firebombing the same night in Little Rock of the medical man who exposed all this, a large note of it. You guys get robbed, and then the Red Cross gets robbed. Go over that for us, please.
Well, it's hard to know exactly what was going on that night. Obviously, you know, there was a lot of focus in those days on the situation down there. Mr. Gallister was making some pretty significant allegations. And the strange thing is, at the time, I don't think most people could believe it because it was so outlandish. I mean, there you had the governor of the state who, you know, went on to become the president of your country, overseeing, a prison system that had a company that was providing health services, at the same time had a contract to take and blood donations from the prisoners and sell them offshore.
And was one of his biggest contributors.
Exactly. I mean, our understanding is that the board of director of that company was well populated by people that turned up later. And so, you know, it was quite the thing. And, in legal terms, because I'm a lawyer on the other side of my life, circumstantial evidence, but pretty strange that we'd have, you know, these significant events all happen on the same night, and it's not like it was just roving people, you know, breaking in looking for, cheap computers or...
I read in the Globe and Mail
that they were looking for files.
They took all the files that were on this blood case and some computers and phones, correct?
Stuff that was, you know, clearly relevant to the stuff we're talking about.
Very professional, and then firebombed him at the same time.
Yeah, though, that was the scariest thing. I mean,
multinational.
He was fearing for his life, as I understand it.
Oh, yeah, I talked to him later, and he wouldn't do interviews. He said, look, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Multinational, though, that's quite powerful.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, that's the thing. Blood crosses borders in a big way, and if you look sort of, you know, around the world at the history of blood and the sale of blood, it, you know, some scary stuff has gone on.
How has this affected you personally?
Well, I was about 18, I guess, when my mother called me to come in and talk to her one day because she'd gotten the test results back from the clinic I went to. That was 86. They told me I was HIV positive. I was pretty healthy at the time. I had some guys I knew that were getting sick with this strange disease that nobody wanted to talk about.
And you're a hemophiliac.
That's right. At first we didn't know what it meant. The doctors said, oh, don't worry, you've got an antibody to this disease, that usually is a good thing. They said, well, just, you know, if you're alive in 5 years, you'll be home free. Well, 5 years rolled around. They said, you know what? We're not sure. You make it 10 years, you're going to be fine. 10 years rolled around. They had me in the same conversation, and I said, you know what? I think you guys haven't got a clue how long I'm going to last. And I've lost a lot of friends.
How many hemophiliacs have died?
We know over 400 up here, and that's over 50% of the people that were of the hemophiliacs that were infected.
But 3,000's in the BBC today.
That's people with transfusions and hemophilia. So that's everybody.
But worldwide, I've read it's in the tens of thousands.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who knows? Who knows? Because, I mean, this is all over Europe. This was a situation in Japan. They had a terrible circumstance.
Well, I'm surprised. I mean, you've really... Now, you're fighting them now as a lawyer. You're going to be in court exposing these creatures today.
Well, I actually am not doing too much on the professional side myself because, you know what? Frankly, I don't have the energy to keep up with this.
Oh, I misunderstood. And, during the break, you were saying you were going to be in court, so.
Well, yeah, I try to get there to observe everything, that's for sure. And
I mean, are you angry at these people? I mean, they knew what they were doing.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, now I am. In the early days, I just thought it was a terrible mistake. You know, something had gone wrong, you know, acting.
Are you able to fathom or grasp the cold-bloodedness of these people?
Well, that's what scares you at the end of the day. That, you know, and as I was standing there in front of the courthouse yesterday after they'd the Red Cross here had pled guilty to what they'd done, you know, you just can't believe that people responsible for people's health would disregard obvious signs and not do what they were supposed to do, and that led to people's death.
Well, what about genetically modified foods, depleted uranium, aspartame? Sir, it's everything. They just do this. This is standard operating procedure.
Well, it's certainly a reminder to us as individuals that we got to be ever vigilant about what's going into our bodies, what's going out of our bodies to some degree, too.
Well, John, I want to commend you for coming on. I hope to get you back on as this develops. John Plater, God bless you.
Thank you very much.
The website for your society.
Sorry?
Your website.
www.hemophilia.com.
Stay there. We'll plug it afterwards.
Thanks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
All right, one more time. I'll air just a few minutes coming up in a second. We're not going to go to it right now. Of that member of parliament, George Galloway, today, when I brought up the war with Iran that's looming, and he said, well, they don't have the political power to do it now. I said, what if we have government sponsored terrorism? And his answer was unbelievable. Then we'll go to Robert and Richard and a few others. I've got a bunch of news I want to run down as well. But talking to that poor hemophiliac who's taken charge, become a lawyer, you know, involved with the Hemophilia Society, their spokesman, you can go to their website and learn more about this travesty, this horrible pit of evil that we're witnessing here, this premeditated mass murder, by going to www.hemophilia.ca, hemophilia.ca, or just type in Hemophilia Society of Canada, or type in, they're paid off here in the U.S. to a certain extent. One of the biggest power brokers, globalist up in Canada, is involved in all this. And I saw the articles years ago and had all the experts on, for just a few cents more per bag of blood, 6 ounces of blood, just a few cents, not even a quarter. They could have tested it and then, just to be safe, heated it and basically homogenized it before they extracted the platelets. But that doesn't happen. And We're not allowed to have the new medical breakthroughs here in America. We pay the highest prices for pharmacological compounds, drugs of any country in the world, and then everybody else gets it for free or almost nothing, and then we don't even get access to it, as you heard him talking about all the new things that are out there. But the reason I got into this today is because more and more of it's coming out. They're pleading guilty to knowingly doing this. The Red Cross is an absolutely evil organization. Again, I keep using the word unfathomable, the term unfathomable. I mean, it's a black pit that is bottomless. I told you not to give money and blood on 9/11 because it doesn't go to the people. And that came out. I mean, they on Oklahoma City, they went and told the local post offices, oh, let us collect the money for the people. They forged names on the checks, took the cash for themselves. Because people would see a widow on TV, send her a check for $10,000. By the way, they were convicted of this. Civilly found guilty, paid like a $15 million settlement to different people. We had them on a few years ago. But, I mean, the criminal folks, I mean, they'll just, from the top down, they will just take your checks and forge them and whatever and take the blood if somebody needs it and sell it to somebody else. They won't test it, nothing. They are evil, 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 evil. But it's Bill Clinton and it's these companies, and the Red Cross is nothing compared to these people. And it goes to everything we're talking about. I mean, you notice that our guest, the member of parliament, talked about eternal vigilance. Our other guest talked about eternal vigilance. I guess that's kind of the impromptu. We always have a theme, really, that emerges on every broadcast, but today very clearly. You're dealing with globalists that do not care about you and actually enjoy killing you. They like particularly painful deaths, and they love killing their servants. They love the fact that our troops are well-meaning, deep-hearted, good people that want to defend America, and they love having them live in bases they bomb with DU. They love giving them experimental injections, sometimes 50 a year. They love putting them on food stamps. They love, after you've served 10 years, force re-upment, bringing you back in. They love putting out this poisonous GM food, spreading and taking over all the other base crops. They love putting sodium fluoride in the water that is so deadly and attacks your key endocrines and key hormones in the brain that destroy pleasure and life. They absolutely hate the human spirit. They absolutely hate beauty. They hate love. They rebel. They try to one-up each other for who is the most dark and evil and wicked. They get off on it. They see it as weak that we get sad when our chihuahua gets run over. They see it as weakness when we lay our lives down for others. They see it as weakness that we won't lie. They see it as weakness that they are sick. They love darkness. They believe it's their right to rule us because they are ruthless, and they execute and operate this evil every day against us. Stop being so naive. Let me tell the cops out there something. I know most of you aren't bad men and women, but you work for a criminal government. And it does do some good. You know, rat poison is 98% food. Well, you're half rat poison, half grain. You know, the decon rat poison. You think you're doing so good. Believe me, you track what you're doing. You look at the big picture. You're destroying this country by following unconstitutional orders. And that goes for the government bureaucrats and the people in the legislatures and all of you. You know, you guys in the legislatures, the state legislature, you might be millionaires and you're a big fancy legislator in the Texas legislature, or you're a legislator in the Missouri legislature, or you're a big fancy guy, you drive a big old Cadillac and you got a boathouse, you got money and you got a mistress, you got all this stuff, and you wink, wink, do whatever the lobbyist comes in and tells you to do, and then your grandson, who's a hemophiliac, gets this shot and dies. That's a real case I know about. You go along with this stuff, and your granddaughter's in the Army and gets given that injection that makes her come down with an advanced cancer, unknown to humans before now. You know, you go along with all this, and you feel good about it, and you drink your Diet Coke and laugh at me and say it isn't bad for you, and you drink your sodium fluoride, you enjoy it. You know, you're all being judged, too. I mean, just stop it. Stop the insanity here. I'm just old stock, old breed country boy from Texas. That's all I am. You know, I come from the cavemen types who just as much, you know, have a gunfight with you than have an argument with you. You know, I'm an old-fashioned guy. That's what I come from. And I can see it straight. I can see it straight for what it is and how you can't see it. How you live in denial. Tens of thousands of hemophiliacs worldwide, and they knew exactly. And not just the hemophiliacs. They were hardest hit per capita. And there's all the other tens of thousands of the... I mean, how many famous people go get a blood transfusion and die from it? They knew it was illegal, and they knew. And they kept shipping the blood out and certifying it as wholesome. Because they wanted to make a little more money. It's unbelievable. Money is the root of all evil. It's not evil itself. It's the root of it. The love of money is the root of all evil. The love. When you'll set money up, I know people who would do anything to get ahead, do anything to be a hot shot, do anything to be loved, do anything to have power and power over others. I can't stand it. I can't stand responsibility. I can't stand having to go around and defend people 24 hours a day. But you know what? I do have a driving desire to do it, but at the same time, it's enjoyable at certain levels, but not at others. I wish the world wasn't like this. But I can't stand power and authority. And once these people get power and authority, they hate it. So they think, oh, the answer is, let's get more power and authority. That'll make it good. They would sell their grandmother out for a stick of bubble gum. I mean, here's an example. Everybody that buys my videos. After about a year, we don't even keep the record. Just gets shredded. But some people say it's the wrong order or there's a problem, so we keep it. I've been offered tens of thousands of dollars to sell the list, and it's not a conspiracy, it's to other, quote, conservative groups that want to have a mailing list. And I say no, and they go, well, why won't you? Everybody else does. Because I have my morals. Money means absolutely nothing to me. It is something to put in my gas tank. That's all. It's like fuel. Money means nothing. It means I can keep my employees hired. Maybe I can get a bigger office so I can have some interns in here. I get offered every day, you know, great interns that want to come to help us. But I can't because I don't have enough money. Money means nothing, zero to me. And frankly, it means succulent enchiladas, okay? I mean, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, it means money and possessions aren't bad in and of themselves. But when you'll set everything aside, when that's all that matters to you is status and power, you are totally lost. What matters is blood, sweat, and tears. What matters is family. What matters is civilization. What matters is God and following His plan, not selling your own species out. And the globalists think they're strong. They think they're the elite because they are missing their souls. They are missing their conscience. And so they think they're the survival of the fittest. They think that they're the social Darwinist executing, you know, Mother Nature's will on us. This is their M.O., because we're so dumb and aren't ruthless like them, we deserve what's happening to us. A species that destroys the biosphere, a species that chews into its own guts, a species that tries to dumb down its own species. We're dealing with a subspecies of predators of our own species, basically trying to dumb us down and turn us into mindless cattle they can more easily feed on. That is not an advancement of the species. That is cancer. That is a disease. That is a virus rushing through the flesh of humanity, killing it. And I'm just a white blood cell. I am just a sheepdog. I'm not a wolf. I'm not a sheep. I love Mark Kornke's analogy using this. I get angry at the sheep. I want them to be sheepdogs. I hate watching them bah, bah, and bray and bay and be let off by the wolves. It's very frustrating. And I want at the wolves. I want at them so bad I can taste it. And I'm tired of watching them get away with all the things they do. I've had enough of it. It's time for you to stop being suckers. It's time for you to stop being scammed. It's time for you to start getting angry and getting upset about what's going on. Let me tell you something. At my base level, at my base, all I care about is my family. But if my family's going to be safe, my city, my state, my country, my world has to be safe. If you're going to have freedom, then I'm going to have freedom. If I'm going to have freedom, you're going to have freedom. It doesn't work one way. People think, the yuppies think they get ahead by only caring about themselves. They think they get ahead by being totally self-centered, being mindless, giggling morons. And you don't get ahead in a world like that because there's nobody there to watch your back when it comes down to it at the end of the day. and you're being ripped off. You're being denied what it is to be a human being in this transitory glimmer. Like mist in the morning being burned away in mere seconds by the sun. Your life is so short, and it's about raising a strong family, being a good person, never selling out, doing the right thing, standing up for what's honorable, putting your life at risk if need be for what's good. And that means not being manipulated. There's a lot of good saps out there who are good people but are gullible, and I have to watch them being used by these wolves. I have to watch you, good people, empowering the devil's forces of hell itself. So there's... I'm ranting and raving here today. It's just, I think about them knowingly, 8 years after it was illegal, certifying the blood is good from not just Arkansas but other prisons, and shipping it in the U.S. and Latin America and Canada and to Europe. And it's the same thing with mad cow. It's all over the place, folks. It's the same thing with the genetically modified food. It's the same thing with all of it. They know what it's doing, but they don't. It's not that they don't just care. They love what they're doing. They revel in it. They are cancerous. I mean, yes, they get into all the elite positions, the pinnacles of power, because they don't have the conscience, because they don't have the love. It doesn't control them. They are defunct. They are deformed. They are diseased. They are aberrant. They are malfunctioning. And they're burning a hole through humanity that may be irreparable. I'm watching this incredible species be flushed down the toilet by a bunch of inbred murdering trash! It's time to stop denying it. It's time to face the full horror. And I hear these people that go, oh, I've checked it out, I know it's true, but Alex, I'm depressed right here. I just want to be happy. Deep down, you weren't happy before. This country isn't happy. Look at all the depression, all the problems. It's screwed up. Illegitimacy at record levels. Debt at record levels. You're not happy because you know something's wrong. And you're not going to be happy and fulfilled till you start fighting this thing. So join me. Come up beside me. Get in front of me. Don't follow me. And don't tell me how great I am. I'm doing my duty and that's it. People say, oh, you got so much courage. The evil we've just talked about, it's not courage, folks. This ship is going down if we don't save it, and we don't have much time. It's the opposite of courage. I'm trying to save what we're on, what we're standing on, what we're living in. I'm doing the best job I can, and that isn't a very good job sometimes. And I appreciate you out there and your support. But let me tell you, stuff's going to get real bad. These people plan to kill 80%+ of us in their official documents. It's not a joke. Everything you've seen up until now is just a warm-up. It's the hors d'oeuvres. It's the precursor. It's the trigger, the tripwire, the flashpoint, the ignition, the launch, the jump. That's all it is. We're jumping right now into the darkest pits humanity's ever seen. We're jumping right now. The jump is in progress. Can you feel it? And for every action, there is a equal or greater reaction. That's why people are waking up. That's why they'll listen now, because they've seen it and they know in their guts. Because they're not totally given over to evil. God will give you perception and will give you discernment if you will accept it. If you deny it and rationalize and harden your heart, then God won't give it to you anymore. All right, that's enough. Robert in Tennessee, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes.
Senator Galloway was good today.
He's a member of Parliament.
Yeah. We need more of him. What are the 7 states that are seceding from the feds?
Well, there's people talking about it. It's the 10 original southern states are moving to do it. New Hampshire, the week before 9/11, had the votes of their Commonwealth counties, and they were about to pull out. And there's been bills introduced in Arizona to do it. Thanks for the call. Richard in Florida. Richard, go ahead.
Caller with the hemophiliac gentleman from Canada is listening, but
He's got to watch out for the RCMP. He seems to put a lot of credence in them.
Yeah, they don't know they're all paid off.
Yeah, exactly.
The Mounties go around planting the genetically modified canola to blow into people's fields.
Mm-hmm.
They've been caught doing it.
Well, they've been caught in Ottawa telling the city police to do stuff, and a big scandal. Anyway, I wanted to warn him about the RCMP because they're a bad, bad...
And that's why evil's getting bigger and bigger, because nobody can stop it. What else is on your mind?
Well, I was a little shocked at this Amnesty International about Guantanamo. I mean, I think we... come on, we need to make some changes here. Let's close down Guantanamo.
Well, it's not even real Al-Qaeda or Taliban in there. They flew those guys out to safety. The Army's own reports admit all this.
Yeah, or put Bush and Cheney in Guantanamo. That's what we need. Hey, you have a good one.
Anything else? You can hold over if you want.
Sure, I'll hold over.
Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you short.
Oh, no,
that's... finish up. Yeah, I'm against cruel and unusual punishment because we become them, but I would like to see them in federal prison for the rest of their miserable lives. But again, they're just front men. They're just puppets. Little doppelgangers of the globalists behind them. The transmission will continue into its final quadrant.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Before we let Richard in Florida finish up and Bill in Toronto, Canada, briefly, I had George Galloway, the member of Parliament, on, who skewered the crony Senate a few weeks ago, and I brought up government-sponsored terror so we could invade Israel, and this is what he said to that. Here it is.
Undoubtedly, they planned to go into Iran and Syria, for that matter, but I don't believe that the public opinion in your country or mine would follow them there.
But Israel doesn't care about public opinion. They're saying they'll go ahead and may attack Iran.
Well, there's an opinion poll yesterday in the British press which showed fully 86% of the British people would oppose an attack on Iran. So if George Bush does decide to do that, on this one he'll have to count us out.
What if Israel? What if Israel drags us in?
Well, that's a possibility. Israel might strike Iran, and undoubtedly they're trying to stab Syria in the back rather than in the front. There's more than one way to skin a cat.
Well, I have another article. RAF bombing raids tried to goad Saddam into war. Times of London. They may try to goad Iran into doing something.
Yes. But people are not fools in these countries. They have their own sophisticated political class, and they know that Bush and Blair are too weak at the moment to launch any new wars. But we must keep them weak. If we let them recover their strength, if we let them off the hook, then they may well decide to start yet another war.
We got 30 seconds. What do we do if the military-industrial complex carries out a terror attack to blame it on them?
Well, that's another very real danger. There's no way that we can legislate for that, but we must be on guard. We need a vigilant citizenry.
Unbelievable. Mr. Galloway.
We need a vigilant citizenry that's alive to all the tricks that these monkeys are up to.
I salute you.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's go right back to government-sponsored terror. Did you hear him? Very real threat. Let's, Richard, finish up.
Oh, exactly. I was impressed with him. He really, I'm trying to say it nicely, gave them a new you-know-what. This is outrageous conduct.
He put their bacon in the fire.
Exactly. We need more, involvement in the basics. I was out doing an initiative petition drive, and you'd be surprised at the number of young people that say, it's so corrupt, I don't even want to register to vote. I don't want to be involved with the system. But, that's the sad part. We have to be involved.
We cannot abandon this ship just because we're in rocky waters. We got to grab the wheel.
Exactly. But, the young people of today say, it's so corrupt, I don't want any part of it.
Well, they're going to be part of it. It's going to come eat their lunch.
Sure, but they don't realize it.
Richard, thanks for the call. Thanks for the great points. Bill in Toronto, Canada, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
We don't have much time, but let me tell you, a friend of mine just came back from Poland, from 1 month vacation in Poland. He's Polish, and he says that Polish people, the elder ones, are dying out because they're getting very low pension. They can't survive. They have no money to buy food. They're starving themselves to death. And here in Canada, about the RCMP, when they're saying they are investigating, it's nothing but cover-up. My nephew is with the RCMP. And I tell you, if you listen very carefully, just like all that government, global, when they saying it's investigating, don't trust them. They're only cover up. That's the mentality they have.
They'll just keep doing what they're doing with the blood.
Right. When they're looking for weapon mass destruction in Iraq, they're creating a bad image to the Iraqi people. As I have a friend, Iraqians, they're good Muslim people, family oriented. They don't like them because they want to defend the family. They want to destroy the family.
No, that's right. Listen, I appreciate the call. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Unbelievable broadcast today. Great job to everybody. Go to PrisonPlanet.com to get the new film, Martial Law. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv to watch it all online right now and support us so we can get the word out and fight the globalists even harder. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. From the front lines of the InfoWars, I'm Alex Jones, your host. God bless you all. Thanks for all you do. Humanity, with God's help, will prevail. God bless. Hello, folks.